right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle
Children.
Beautiful. That was good.
I think it's because we warmed up today.
We did warm up, you guys. There were some technical issues, and while they were doing that, we said, give me a scale, give me a note.
Yeah.
And we were having
a little
fun.
Harmonized.
A little harmonizing.
Harmony.
A little harmony.
We're both saying wrong words, mostly.
And that is a gift.
I think.
How are you? How's everybody? It's been a little bit. Missed you guys. Missed you, Chris.
Thank you. I missed you. How are you?
Thank you.
Did you see the eclipse?
I don't really believe in them.
This week on whocares.com.
Literally. But then my friend Sarah was like, do you want to come up? But then literally as soon as I heard that if you look at it, you could be blind, I could barely look down at my own feet. Like Sarah was like, you can still open your eyes and walk around. And I was like, I can't lose my vision. It's all I have. Like I was so scared.
Apparently you can't really see it without the glasses anyway.
You can't see it with the glasses because then I try. It's like and then some people, you know, are posting like I cried, chills, cried.
I'm like, what?
I'm a different person. I'm like, what did they see that I didn't see?
I don't get it.
It didn't even get that dark. I was like, just looks cloudy.
Maybe the people posting about it being life changing are the ones that saw it in totality,
yeah,
as they say.
Yeah, totality.
When it's like the whole fucking thing or whatever.
Right. Which even then,
which
you
means
can't
you
look.
They had to have traveled.
Right.
Somewhere to see it.
Yeah.
But
I don't get it. I've seen a lot of really cool things.
Would you rather see a movie or the eclipse?
A movie. Like an eclipse, like no offense. I mean, part of me was like, oh, I didn't know parks were popping. I wish I had just been out there selling popsicles, like singing, maybe talking about our podcast.
A party could have been fun.
Yeah, like I'm like,
nobody had an eclipse party.
No.
I guess people did. We just weren't invited.
We weren't invited.
Parties.
But I saw some people like in public, like at the park. And I'm like, oh my God, I could have met.
Well,
my husband.
I don't know because
I mean, I didn't.
Is there a lot of talking? Everyone's looking.
I have no idea. Maybe I would stand up.
It's gotta be hard to shine when you're amongst an eclipse.
I would dress to theme.
What would you dress as?
Maybe like, is the moon is in front of the sun? That's what's happening. That's so interesting.
I think.
Is that what it means? So I think I would wear.
I'm not a fucking astronomer.
Like a pearl dress, like a white pearl dress with sort of like a gold headpiece. As if
like
the
what
sun.
Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala that
sure.
year.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
So and you I, would wear. I'm sure people would love you to be wearing a giant headpiece. At
I'm sure
the,
they would.
Eclipse observation.
I mean, it's not like I'm blocking their view.
You'd be eclipsing the eclipse.
No. I don't, unless I'm directly, yeah.
If it's a headpiece worth its salt, it would be.
Mm, that's true. A headpiece to the sky.
I'm blocking the eclipse. So you're famous now, huh?
Thank you for knowing that. I am different and I am famous and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
If those of you that missed it, Jessie is a survivor. She survived the 2024 New York City earthquake.
Another absolute.
We will rebuild.
My favorite were those videos where it's like,
with like a lawn chair down.
Yeah, like a shoe fallen. Like I was literally like, I mean, I didn't even realize it was happening in the moment. I thought it was weird for a second and then was like.
I was upstate, but I would have immediately thought, oh man, terrorist attack. To be honest, I live pretty close to the Empire State Building. So I would just be like something. I just assume it's something around me.
I'm in Queens, so I knew it was something weird. I'm like, it's Queens, you know?
Bombs could go off in Queens, too, I would think.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? I like to always think about the positive, and I was literally like, I have a neighbor with a piano. That's where I was.
Wait, so Oprah posted it? So you guys, Jessie posted a video. If you didn't see it, go look at it, okay?
Go look
it's just
at it.
Her dressed like Scooby-Doo.
Literally. It was me at my truest form, literally thinking this would maybe never see the light of day. I was just playing with my, you know, I was just having fun with myself.
I mean, thank God you were.
I know. Thank God I was. But yeah, then I just finished. And my friends were like, did you feel that? Did you feel that earthquake? And I was like, I should put this up. It's funny. And like, you never know. Everyone's going to be searching earthquake, I bet. And boy, was I right. And then, yeah, like, I mean, obviously, you know, the videos you care about never see the never go anywhere. Yeah. And then that one, I'm like, hello.
Videos that I'm like, this is going to be the funniest thing that anyone's ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then, yeah, any random.
And then that one blows up.
But Oprah posted it?
Yeah. Oprah posted it. Oprah's team, whatever.
From what account?
I think it was like the Oprah
Winfrey Network.
Something like that. And of course, they were like, they sent this thing, like, can we post it? And I said, for Oprah, anything. That's what I said.
They said, great. We've never even met her.
I know. But I was like, how is she, by the way? did she see it? I'm happy to speak with her.
I've been deep diving into the feud between Oprah and Monique.
What's the feud? What's the tea?
Well, it's like an old feud.
Wait, but what was she just in?
Nothing. That's the whole thing. That's the whole argument, is that she's been blacklisted by Oprah.
Oh, okay. Take it back. Where are we going from?
Because she wouldn't go on the Precious Press store for free. So,
how are you?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
I had the stomach bug.
Oh my
God. I had that 24-hour stomach bug. Let me tell you, it's going around.
I need it, unfortunately. Just kidding. That's a negative thing to say.
It was the most
vile.
Vile. I mean, it was just absolutely awful. I was a sponge. I felt like I was a sponge and God was the hand of the person cleaning the dishes.
Oh my God.
Okay. And squeezing, let me tell you, they were trying to get some the grease off of that pan.
Wow.
Squeezing out every last fucking drop of liquid in my body.
Oh, damn.
From every which way.
I was going to say, was it every which way?
Every which way.
Damn.
And stomach cramps like I've never had.
Was that the virus? The big virus people are talking about?
I think so.
Wow. Are you okay?
Well, yes. Now.
Oh, my God. You know, sometimes I'm super cocky. Obviously, like right now, I'm like, it'll never get me.
That's how I thought, too.
Yeah. So. Don't let me get me. I hope I don't get it. Because if I get it, I'll be the most dramatic one who ever got it. I'll literally be like, I am not okay. I've lost a lung.
I feel like you survived hand foot.
That's exactly right. I'll always be okay because I did survive that, which broke me to my core.
Which is fair.
That broke me. That's the thing. That was 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks. And after whatever, 4 days, when the doctor said, you just got to wait it out. It'll be 2 weeks. Couldn't drink water.
Yeah.
Could not drink water.
No, that's awful. I couldn't drink water either, but it only lasted for.
But it didn't hurt you to drink it.
No.
Like, it hurt to drink. It hurt to talk. It hurt to be alive.
Yeah.
So.
That was a fear.
A fear of mine as well. Hope it doesn't get up.
So what's going on with you? Any dates? Anything fun? You slamming any puss?
Thank you for saying that. I'm not being flirty at all right now, which is first of all, I'm not like, I'm getting the ick like real quick.
Give me something. What icks you?
Everything. Bad communication, I'm already out. Like, I can't continue. I don't need to. If you can't communicate, if it feels slow, I'm not interested. This is like the first time, unless you're coming back with something. If it's just like,
I will say, I feel like people play the game now more than ever, where I'm like, why are we waiting 4 hours to text each other back?
I'm like, let's play the game in person. Play the game with me in person. Touch down on my Chinatown. Like, have fun. Like, I'm literally like, what's the game with? I don't know where that came from. Nobody knows. But listen, all I'm saying is, let's have fun in person. Let's, you know, tete-a-tete. But I don't understand texting if you're flirting, and it's not
flirting.
What game
are you talking about?
I was just sort of being like, I don't know what I was saying, going down on me.
What you're saying is, let's stop playing the game and eat my pussy is what you were just.
I was like, if you're playing the game through texting, I'm so done.
That's the only way to play the game.
The game is to get in person. Am I wrong? What's the game?
Do we both? Are What's we the game? Playing different games?
But what is the actual game? The game is like literally, how do you win the game? You win the game by getting in person.
This is fun. What you describe the game and then I'll describe the game.
Okay. The game.
And we're probably both wrong.
That's so true. The game to me, first of all, I actually don't even really.
Like when someone says, I'm so bad at playing the game.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
To
what
me,
are they bad
the
at?
Game only starts to me, I guess, once I've met the person in person. If I like you, the game's on. And that can mean like, I guess no one wants to come across as desperate. So it's like you want to, I guess it's honestly just communicate normally, but the game is like having good game, which to me is as a, like the person who's pursuing is setting things up, is getting things going, is like having dialogue. We're flirting and then like we're getting to be in person. But the game doesn't start to me until I've met you and I like
you. For you, the game is somebody that like does is good at communication, is setting up all the dates, is interested.
The game is trying not to be desperate. I guess that's the game. The game is like, don't look desperate. I don't get it.
I guess
I'm not desperate to be like just tell me when I'm seeing you again.
Definitions of the game. I guess we just have different ideas of playing the game.
Well, some people think the game starts when you're like,
but I obviously am abysmal at the game.
What's the game to you? When does it start? Let me ask you a question. When does it start?
I feel like it depends on the situation, but I do agree. Like if you meet someone,
the sparks fly. That's when the game starts. So people playing the game on an app, I'm going, you don't even know me, honey. Like,
but see, I think a lot of people do start playing the game before you even meet.
Yeah, but then I'm not playing.
Because I'm like, for me, playing the game is like, okay, they texted me. Now I have to wait like 4 hours to seem like I'm not that interested and then text back. And then they wait like 4 hours. And then I'm like, why are we? And so then they text back and then I'll be like, let me text back right away.
Right, to like, show I'm care. Not waiting. Yeah.
Yeah,
to show I'm above the game.
Yeah.
And then they don't text back and you go, I know you were ahead of your phone. And now like, we're in a fight. How do you like that?
And then I'm like, I can't double text.
The only way I play the game is how much time I give you. Like the game that I play is like how much time I give you. So it is seeing each other. It's like when you text and then you're like, okay, I'm going out. Have a nice night. So you're like, don't text me anymore. That's it. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know. But like this door is closed. You don't have access to me.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they don't.
Well, then the game's over.
And then on like Wednesday,
the game's over.
They're like,
you fumble.
Hey, sorry, I've been so busy. Don't you fucking dare tell me you've been so busy and that's why you can't fucking send a text.
No.
Fuck you. You mean to tell me that I see your little green dot on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I see that you've been active looking at people's Instagrams.
Wow.
Okay. You have all the time in the world to watch TikToks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What are you so busy doing?
No
one's
busy.
Are you a fucking heart surgeon?
No.
Unless you are a surgeon and you are on shift.
Yeah. And even then I'm like, come on. The intern can't look at the phone and tell you what I said.
I'm saying I have friends that work in the OR and they text.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that the game doesn't start until, and I do think that's a fumble. Like, to me, bad communication is a fumble. I no longer am interested in this game.
Interesting.
That's me. There's a difference between the game and bad communication. Like, some people think, oh, I'm bad at communicating. I'm playing the game. No, you're bad at communicating. The game is communicating just enough, communicating to be like, okay, I'll see you on, like, one guy, whatever, will be like, how about we go out next Saturday? I'll check in on Wednesday to hear how your week is and like with details on Saturday. And you go, okay, so what you just did is you told me when you're checking in, I can see if you follow through, but you're not texting me every day. Great game.
Yeah.
That's a good game. But if he doesn't text on Wednesday,
he's
fumbled.
Playing the game. I feel like this is just like a mature person.
I think he's already an athlete. He's been recruited on a team. And that's the type of game I want to play. I go, that's an athlete. He's on a team. You know, I'm not playing the game with people on Hinge. I don't, for who, why? Am I being paid? No, I'm not doing that. So because of that, I'm talking to no one.
They should have coaches.
They do.
Yeah, but I don't ever trust anyone. That
me neither. It's all. It's all. It's anybody coaching like,
so
now.
Scamming me.
It's truly a scam.
Don't you dare scam me. I've been scammed by life enough. Obviously, I'm here trying to get a dating coach.
Yeah, it's too much.
And now you're gonna try to steal my money.
And they know that. And they know that. And we know that. We all saw Sutton. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh dear, because ultimately. We don't know. So I don't know. I'm going to the dentist today and I'll be flirting with everyone there. that's how I'll be getting my rocks off.
Is there a male dentist?
He's a male.
Hot.
Very hot. No,
I once had a dentist. I had like a root canal and he had to like hold it in place for like 5 minutes or something. And he was like fish hooking me. And I was like.
Drooling. He's like, oh, wow. And you're like, sorry, I'm just so into this. That's hot.
A dentist is. Can be hot.
A dentist, you don't know. I might like sit around after and be like, pretend I'm a student.
Like, have you been to a dentist's office?
Like, it's at NYU, I'm saying. So I'll stumble into the hospital. I'll see what's happening there.
I don't think anyone at the NYU dentist office is they're probably all like
young
students.
Absolutely.
Not even young, but like they're not going to have money for a while. And I feel like you need somebody with substance, and by substance I mean financial substance.
Wow. I mean, that would be
you would thrive with a rich man.
I really would. Really, really would.
Imagine a rich man that was like, you don't have to do anything, don't have to work.
I'd be like, no, stop. Okay, I mean, how about today I just paint a random cabinet? I'll be like, when you get home from your hard day, expect the kitchen to look a little different.
Every cabinet to be down. I watched a video of these kids who were like probably like college age, and it was brother and sister. And the video was like, we surprised our parents. They've always said they wanted white cabinets in the kitchen. So we like spent, they went on a vacation for the weekend. So we spent the whole weekend like painting the cabinets. And the parents' reactions was like, what the fuck did you do to our kitchen?
Really?
Like they didn't, they were just like, what? Well, because it also like I'm like you have to be good at that.
Were they not good?
They weren't great.
Oh no. The idea was right. Yeah.
And it's also like wood cabinets. I'm like, once you put that white paint on there, there's no real coming back.
No.
You can't go back to a stain after you painted.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well,
but that would be me. I would thrive with a rich somebody. But I also think I can be rich, so I'm channeling that as well.
Yeah, you could divorce them and take everything.
Oh, my.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What?
That I think I would rather have a baby by myself than with someone else. Because I feel like if I had a baby with someone else, even if I was like married to them.
Yeah.
I would be constantly afraid that we're going to get divorced and they're going to try to take the kid.
See, and what's really interesting about what you said is I'm like, God, I really wish I could have a kid with someone and then immediately divorce. So I only have it half the time. And that way it feels like to me, the perfect share program. Like I want a kid a few days a week, but that's it.
But then I'm like,
that's for me.
I need to know what they're doing. The other.
I trust the person.
After you divorce them?
I mean, as long as they're hopefully still like if I divorce them because we couldn't work. Yeah. But I'm hoping I trust them as a person. It's their child, too. So I would hope I could trust them. And if not, I'm the great parent. I'll be like, what did they do to you? Go over. Come here. Come here. Get in here. Mommy's going to fix it. What do you think about that cabinet? Is it too much? Is your dad gonna freak?
We have very different ideas on parenting. I think I have some control issues also. Well, not even control, but I would be definitely
controlling.
Not controlling, but I would need to know where like my kid was.
Control.
As a kid, yes.
Yeah, but like that feels like you're the parent of the other parent. Like I'd be like, is it okay,
that's
Chris,
why I don't
if
want
I
there
take
to be
them
another
to the
parent?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, if you have the kid yourself and then fall
that
in love, it's like you know, they can be a part of it until you decide they're not a part of it. And then they're not a part of it.
Like Lala talking on Vanderpump. About how like.
Yeah, that was. It makes sense.
You know,
especially if you really like. Really want to have kids. If you know that, that might be a beautiful thing. I'll carry your baby.
Well, speaking of this, have you been You will carry my baby?
Sure.
Good to know.
I will.
I feel like you'd be a good surrogate. You're not a drug user. Well, no. You're not a hard drug user.
No. Well, it wouldn't be hard for me. I mean, like, yeah, not to use.
No Adderall.
I haven't been taking it.
At all?
Yeah. I think I want to
give it up for 9 months.
Yeah. I think it's, I hate the crash from it that I'm literally like, I don't think it's worth it for me. I'm trying to figure out alternatives, which right now is coffee. So
I've cut my intake in half over the last like year. I still get prescribed the same, yeah. But I've only been taking half of what I'm prescribed.
See, that's good.
Because I also would like to.
I know.
Not be dependent on something.
Be free. I want to be free. You know, I would miss mushrooms and that's it.
Really?
Yeah, I love mushrooms.
Of everything, you would miss mushrooms the most?
The drug? Yeah.
You wouldn't miss weed?
I would miss weed, but I would miss mushrooms more. Because I don't smoke weed too often.
Really?
Like when I'm by myself, I don't smoke.
You don't?
I don't.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't really. So
I definitely don't do it every day. I'm obsessed with JoJo Siwa.
She has really like in decided, like, a,
in like not like in a fanatic way.
In like what a, way?
I'm obsessed with.
Watching her.
Yes.
Me too.
Like, I'm like fascinated.
It's fascinating.
I can't get enough of it.
She is, she thinks highly of herself. I'll say that.
She's absolutely delusional.
She thinks very highly
also,
of herself.
Also, how many exes does JoJo Siwa have? Because she's always like, this is a song for my exes. And it's, I'm like, you're like, been gay for 2 minutes.
She seems like she does. Talk about game. She seems like she's got good game.
I could not disagree more. You think she really has good game?
Yeah, because she seems really forward and aggressive. And that is hot. It is. If someone comes up to you and says, I'm attracted to you, do you want to go
You're
out?
You're calling JoJo Siwa hot?
No, I'm not calling her hot. I'm saying
but
I think she has
energy
good
game. Is hot?
I think she has good game. I think it would wear off once you spend time and she says, I'm the next... You know, I'm going to start a new genre of music. And you go, are you okay?
Well,
but until then.
Gay pop. I'm like, you're going to start gay pop.
Yeah, I mean.
In 2024, you're going to be the first person to do gay pop.
To ever do gay pop. That's what I'm saying. I think enough. I think once you listen, and I don't know her. I don't want to say that. But I think that her game, the way she would come off initially, would be attractive.
I just could not disagree with anything more.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I also have never been in a room with her. I don't actually know her energy when she picks someone
up.
Well,
me either.
But it seems like she's confident, and confidence is attractive.
There's confidence and cockiness.
Well, I've been tricked by both. Let me say that. Sometimes
I think of the cockiness of thinking that you're amazing for a song that you did not write.
Right.
Or but, for an album that you did not write.
See, but you know more about her right now. You know,
I have been on several deep dives.
Right. But what I'm saying is if you just met her, like you didn't have this backstory.
With that eye makeup and that bow.
Okay. The
bow is back also, mind you. It's just in black now.
Okay. Well, the energy, she's a brand, if anything. She knows how to brand. But what I'm saying is, I think the energy is what I'm saying. I think her energy would seem really attractive at first. So I would see that she would have good game at first. That's why she might have many exes, is I don't know if she can hold them. I don't know. I don't know her life. I really don't know her life.
I think she only has like 3 exes. Ronnie, the house lesbian.
How many exes does JoJo have?
I don't actually know, but I can't think it's that many. From what I know, it's like it's 2, but.
Yeah. She's a psychotic woman.
Okay.
Did you see the music video for Karma?
I sure did.
What did you think?
It drove me insane.
Did
when I got to
it?
The humping scene, I had to turn it off.
It's literally just all hot women.
Okay.
Everybody's dressed like the cast of 6 on Broadway.
Okay, love.
Inexplicably.
Okay.
Because we're on a yacht party.
Oh, it's a yacht.
And she gets nervous or something because all of the girls, of course, want to fuck JoJo.
Of course.
And everybody is dressed in like look literally like Catherine of Aragon with like the big fucking
shoulder pads,
like a gay person's rendition of the Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Okay, so, fun.
Six. And then she jumps off into the ocean because she's getting anxious.
Okay.
And then she washes up on shore.
Wow.
And then it's just her and all these hot women and they're like humping and thrusting.
Wow.
And the song, Karma's a Bitch.
Yeah.
I just can't. She also keeps on going on about how she was inspired by Miley Cyrus, but this is like so groundbreaking. But this is a song that was rejected by Miley Cyrus to be put on her Bangers album.
Oh, that's so
which
funny.
Was famously the album of her whatever
Surge.
Brand.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was her second album after that. Whatever. Bangers was a great album. And okay. That's because she left fucking this song off of it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Listen, like, I think I hear you. I'm thinking about if I got a music video, how I would make it my greatest fantasies. I'd be like, hear me out. There's 17 costume changes. I'm carried by men. Well, my feet never touch the ground. Do you understand me? The dance is my feet don't touch.
They dance.
They dance. Holding me. Okay. Holding me the whole time.
But
I'm almost a rag doll.
Yes,
so safe and comfortable. And if I ever feel unsafe, there's one man named, you know, Frankie that I wave at. He comes, he holds me, cradles me like a baby. He holds me, cradles me like a baby. I go. So I'm like, I don't fault anyone for making the music video their absolute dream. I to me, why not? Shoot for the stars.
It's a very J-Lo mentality, which everybody online keeps calling J-Lo J-Lulu, which I think is so funny, like delusional.
Yeah. Did you see that? Something came up on my TikTok that's like this other woman who sang Jenny from the Block.
Well, that's the rumor about J-Lo.
That she doesn't sing.
Yes.
Wow. I know. We're breaking this. This is kind
we're
of
not
like,
breaking
we're
this. Break, this is like
this
a thing.
This is breaking news.
This is what, because remember, like recently, Io from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Or was on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
The same night of J-Lo. Like she, Io was the guest.
Okay. Chris has intel. He went to, he knows someone.
I
who
don't
was
have
at,
intel. This was like all over the news.
Go ahead, spread it. Say it. Say what
this
happened.
This is like a viral thing.
And what happened?
And J-Lo was the musical guest.
Okay.
But somebody resurfaced podcast interviews from the past of Io going off about how J-Lo sucks and how J-Lo doesn't sing any of her own songs. And everybody knows that this is other woman records the songs as J-Lo and whatever. But then it leaked and they were on Saturday Night Live together.
The two.
Io and J-Lo.
And what?
And happened? So J-Lo, I guess. J-Lo said that Io came to her dressing room in tears and apologized and that they're like all good and stuff.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, it's been being talked about for many years. I've heard this.
I've just found
my
out.
My old roommate used to tell me that that was a thing, that J-Lo didn't actually record any of her own songs. But she is, have you ever talked to anybody that's met J-Lo that said she was nice?
No. And that's really sad, isn't it? But I will say she's a great actress. She's a great actress.
Great?
She's a great actress. Great. Enough?
I knew that was your only reference.
Enough?
I need more references than enough. Well, because while Enough is a great movie, many a person could have played that role. For sure.
I'm not sure. But okay.
I'm positive.
I hear you and okay. I mean The Wedding Planner. With Matthew McConaughey. Here's the thing. It's hard to carry a rom-com. It's not easy.
Is it?
No. I just think she's a good actress. Like Hustler.
Hustlers, which also was a big thing where she produced that and got sued, A, by the people behind it because they didn't get clearance on that story.
What story?
Allegedly. Oh. Everything I'm saying is alleged, okay? And they rented out that strip club and she was like, don't worry, I'll take care of all the dancers.
Uh-oh.
And then she only gave them like $300 each when a night of working
J-Lo.
There, they'd be making like $4,000 probably.
Oh my God. It's $4,000 a night?
I think strippers at some fancy places can make like way more than that.
I got it really.
I went to this strip club in New Orleans and I was like, this bitch is making
Really?
So much.
Wow. I love that.
I went to community college for a year, famously. And one of my community college friends went to Boston and stripped one just on Saturdays, and it paid for her whole life.
Wow.
She made like thousands of dollars. And she always was just like in a hoodie and sweatpants. And that's what she did.
That's incredible. That's really incredible.
Right?
That's incredible. And I have to remember that I can always do that. No, I can't. Do you think anyone would like a funny stripper? Hear me out.
It's a funny character.
It's a funny character. It's a funny stripper. Oh, I can't. My arms hurt. But what I will say is this pole on? I'm kidding. I think I could have fun with it.
The arthritic, the funny arthritic stripper.
Literally. I think it's funny. I think it could work. There are men with sense of humors out there.
Totally. They go to comedy shows.
No, they don't. But I mean, I guess they could.
I mean, men looking for, you could be like the one that like sits and talks and stuff with them. That's how, when I went to New Orleans,
I was chatting it up
with this girl about eye makeup, catching up on TV shows. She was telling me about how her family doesn't know what she does because I kept handing her. I went with a rich friend.
Love that.
And he just took out like $5,000 in cash.
Wow.
I know. And then was literally handing us like stacks, like handed me like 400 singles.
I would literally be like, I need this.
So I'm just like sitting there talking to this girl and just like, oh my God, I love that TV show too.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
That feels fun. I love that. I've never been to
a
strip club. And also,
like, she had a great time. She made like $500 in a half hour and we talked about eye makeup.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream evening.
What were we talking about? J-Lo?
J-Lo and
your music video.
Yeah, that was it. And JoJo. It was JoJo. We were talking about JoJo's game. We were talking about the game. Are you flirting with anybody? You chatting it up? You want an app or two?
Not really, you know.
But a little?
No.
But a little. Well,
no, I mean.
Well, but it goes up every time.
Well, because it's not really. If I was just like, no.
I would say, okay, move it on. But it feels like are you talking to somebody?
No.
Oh, there it was. All right. But nothing is happening. Are you on an app? No.
No, it's like, no, nothing's happening and there's nothing happening or exciting. So that's why I'm saying
I see. Yeah. No, for
just
me too.
Just some rejections.
Oh, that's nice. You're taking swings.
Well, I've been taking swings for 33, almost 34 years.
That's not true. I think I want to ask somebody out dead sober and get rejected. That feels like being alive to me.
I feel like you can do that if you want.
Yeah, but it's just like,
who are you going to do it to?
I don't know. I've never felt compelled. Like, I think if I see someone, I feel super compelled.
How do you hit on someone?
I don't know. It would not be practice clean and easy. Me. Where are we? Give me a setting.
The craft store.
He's at the craft store? Well, already I'm I'm like, he's getting that. Yeah, I'm just, sir. I'm like, where's your wife? You're here alone in the craft store, sir?
I'm buying things for my niece. It's her birthday.
Oh, is that what you, okay, you've said that, or am I have to break the ice, right? Have you tried those pom-poms? Are they good?
Oh, no. I'm looking for a Polly Pocket paint by number for my niece.
Oh, that's so cute.
Veronica.
She's
turning 7.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't want to take up your time or talk too long. I just wanted to tell you, I think you're really cute.
Oh, thank you.
Do you live in the city? Are you single?
Wow. Sorry.
The reason I ask is I want to give you my number and run like the wind.
A lot.
I think I'd do it that quick. Like real quick. I'm in, I'm out.
I feel like a confident straight man would like that.
I do too. I just have to have the confidence
to do that.
As
myself, I'm like, ah.
I know. Like if I was ever like a coffee bagel shop, I think you can just be like, have you been before? What are you getting? You broken the ice. And then I think like literally after a second, I'd be
if somebody asked me that, there'd be no part of me that thought they were flirting with me.
Oh my God, that's the only reason they're talking to you.
Which you're probably right.
Yeah, the only time anyone's ever asked me what I'm getting, I always take my headphones out and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, we're flirting.
But see, I feel like sometimes when I'm like, for example.
Yeah.
I'm at the dog park, right? And okay. I'll be like standing next to a hot guy or something. We're sitting in silence for 20 minutes. And then I'll be like, I'm like, is this when yours? He's so cute. And I'm like, okay, maybe we're talking. Not, but 2 minutes later, always his wife will be there.
That doesn't mean he wasn't testing the water.
I think it does mean that.
Oh, maybe it does. I mean, a dog park, I think, is a little different because you're going to see these people again. This is
well, not always.
Oh, okay. I don't know how a dog park works, but I would think you could either try to make friends or you can flirt. So that might have been a friendship olive branch.
Well, there'll be friendship olive branches when I do see somebody multiple times.
Oh, then
is when a friendship forms after a while. But there'll be some one-offs, people that are
At a dog park, I'd be like, do you like that leash?
Especially at like Madison Square Dog Park. It's like such a
social gathering.
It really is. I mean, there's always like tourists watching from the outside.
Love that. I'd be like, ugh, look at those tourists.
Like, I've got to be in thousands of random Italian people's videos.
How cool. You're famous.
Because they all video the dogs.
They've never seen dogs like that. They've never seen dogs like that.
Well, I think just the idea, like a dog park is cute and it has like the nice.
It is really cute. I know. Maybe I'll walk around today. Who knows? Maybe I'll get rejected today.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You've been playing with makeup? That's new.
I am trying to play with makeup. Thank you for noticing and for saying that.
How's it going?
You know, I'm just trying to take stabs. Just taking stabs. I'm like, I'm just trying things. I don't know why I'm so scared to literally what? Have bad makeup for a day? Who cares?
Who cares?
That's if I decide to keep it on, I could take it off. But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wear purple today. I dare you to stop me.
I like it.
Thank you. I like it too. I think it's very fun.
I like it.
Me too. Thank you. Are you doing anything? Playing with anything? Trying anything?
With my feelings. No.
No.
Am I trying anything?
Yeah, like, are you working on a project? Your birthday's coming.
I ran a 5K on a treadmill.
What?
I've been trying. Well, I've been, since I was home, I just do the treadmill and stuff in lieu of Rumble.
Oh my God.
But I did do a 5K in like 38 minutes, which isn't good, but.
It's finishing a 5K.
It's finishing a 5K.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
There's an athlete in the room. And I didn't know that. I did actually know that, but I didn't know you could run. Running's a different.
Well, I've been trying for like a couple years now. Not trying, but I've been like.
Running.
Running a bit. Because I was doing Rumble training for a while too, and then they closed it down, which is like the treadmill one.
Oh, I didn't even know they did that.
And then anytime I go home, I just do that.
Wow.
Because I feel like running is the most impossible thing for me. Like, I feel like if somebody was like, what is the one thing that you'll never, ever do in your lifetime?
Yeah.
I'd be like, run a marathon.
I just think
so that, now I'm like, should I?
Okay. Well, I do think that people like to run marathons to say they ran a marathon. Do I think it's good for your body? No.
Well, I think it's more than like to say they ran a marathon for other people. I think like the internal gratification, finishing a marathon is probably the
Has to be the entice, because for me, shitting myself in public is something that I really have to gun up for.
Extreme marathon.
I think everybody shits their pants.
I don't think so.
I think actually, though, everybody shits their pants during the marathon.
No, because like, what's considered
nipples
good
are rubbing
at a New
off.
York marathon? So at the New York marathon, right?
Okay.
26 miles about.
I believe.
What is considered a good time is anything within 4 hours.
Okay.
Do you have to shit every 4 hours?
If I'm scared out of my mind and I'm running a marathon, I'm shitting five times. I'm going to shit the whole time. Okay, well, for the good runners, have a great time. But I've heard of good runners who shit themselves. A lot of good runners shit themselves.
I think those are like long distance runners.
They shit because they care.
Because I'm like, in 4 hours, why do you have to take a shit?
But people be shitting. I think because everything in your body is literally leaving your body. You're seeing God.
I think maybe that's true for some people.
I think, yeah.
But I think the majority of the New York City Marathon runners are not shitting their pants.
You do?
I don't think so.
Every time I see someone who ran a marathon,
look up how many people shit their pants in the New York Marathon.
But people hide it, okay? But you know what?
When
people see, oh, look at that guy, he just ran a marathon. You know what I see? Shit pants. That's what I see. I go, you shit your pants.
I don't think that's true.
I think they all shit themselves. Yeah, I do.
I have a cousin that's a big marathon runner.
12% of people.
12%
that have admitted to it.
Wait, it's even worse than that. It's all right. So 12%, 62% reported that they had stopped for a bowel movement during training. 43% said they had nervous diarrhea.
Thank
before
you.
A race. 47%
before that's not in their pants.
But 47% said that they had experienced diarrhea after a race, and 12% reported full on fecal incontinence while running.
Thank you.
Jesse's on this.
But I'm telling
12%.
You. 12%. But that is people admitting
if we're,
to it.
If we're talking about having diarrhea before or after everything, I'd be on every fucking statistic in the planet.
Let me explain to you something. If I'm shitting my pants before the race, things are happening
I'm
during
shitting my
it.
Pants before.
Things are
it's
happening during
pants.
It.
If you're shitting before the race, it's not in your pants.
You don't know me.
You're shitting in a toilet.
You don't know me.
Not everybody's like, okay, let me shit my pants and then run 26 miles.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
You would have fucking...
No, you wipe, but
diaper
I'm saying...
burn
I'm
like
saying
a fucking neglected infant.
The fear, the fear of a marathon comes out your butt and you run with it. That's all I'm saying. And that for me, that's the reason
but
also...
like, I have nervous diarrhea before a date.
Oh.
A lot of people have nervous shits before things.
Yeah, I know. But then they don't have to run for 26 miles. They could go, oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
We're going to go to the New York Marathon this year, and we are going to investigate
I'll
every single person that,
says,
crosses the line.
Shit yourself.
I need to sniff
shit
every ass that crosses that line.
Yeah, do it. I'm literally like, I also know I would shit myself. Let me be clear. If I ever ran... I would be only shit. Okay.
Well, you have shit yourself while running, if memory serves.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a shitter. So, like, I would be really in trouble.
It's
and
the
I
fucking
think
freshman soccer
tryouts again. All that over was seven again. Miles. Okay. And I had to leave my underwear in the woods. And I think I actually told my mom to pick me up. I just left that day. I didn't finish the tryouts. The next day they said, you're still trying out. I said, oh my God. Yep. Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
I was
like,
I said, oh my God, I said goodbye. I just lied. I lied through my teeth because I shit.
Well, they were
myself.
Probably like, there's no way she just shit and ran away and ran home.
Yeah, she did. She did and she had to. So anyhow, that's why I don't do a marathon. Also, I've had like friends do it because they like their nipples come off. Did you know about that?
I know about nipple chafing. Yeah.
I don't need that. Why am I
but
running?
They have protective things.
What?
I feel like if you wear a sports bra,
how many things am I buying so that my body can semi hold up?
Well,
for this
I think
thing
if
it's
you're
not
a marathon
for.
Runner, you have these things.
I know. You know, my dad was like a triathlete.
Well,
what does that mean? That's all I'm
Did
saying.
Did he shit himself?
I haven't talked to him about it.
Would you rather if you had to do the what is
try? It's like you it's do like swimming, biking, and running.
Which one would you want to do the least?
I think swimming, I would give up and accidentally drown myself.
Oh, see, swimming, I think I could do swimming.
But in what kind How of water? Far?
What kind of water are we talking?
I don't know. Sometimes, like, my dad swam the Chesapeake Bay, and he would talk about the fact that, like, he's like, right there, I got stuck for an hour. And I was like, an hour? He was literally the water. Ocean. Well, yeah, was pushing him one way, and he was just swimming to stay in place. For an hour.
That's the movie Naiad about the woman who was the first woman to swim without a shark cage from Cuba to Miami. And she did it like in 1970 or something.
Wow.
But like failed halfway and then failed five or six more times. And then finally did it when she was like 65.
Wow.
And it took like 40 something hours.
I don't
of straight swimming. You're not allowed to touch the, like, you can't get out of the water at any point. So for 40 some odd hours.
And you can't sleep or you're going to go backwards.
You can't sleep. You drown. You're swimming.
Yeah, you'd also drown. I mean, so many reasons. Although, could you float maybe? I don't know how.
Take a nap?
I don't know. I don't know how I would be awake. I guess I'd be, honestly, again, I would be so scared. If you fall asleep in the water without
any flotation device, you'd probably drown.
I'd be shitting that whole water, the water
way.
And
she gets like stung by a box jellyfish in the face and almost dies.
Okay. Well, and then my question is, why are people doing this?
I think for self-satisfaction.
Yeah, it's like when they say, I'm going to climb this mountain, no ropes. And you go, hey, why? Bill? Just climb it with ropes.
Yeah.
Climb it with ropes. Climb it, but with ropes. That way, in case you slip, which I don't even think you will, we got a rope on you. And they go, no, for me, no rope. And you go, who raised you?
I watched a documentary about people who like kayaked down white water.
Okay.
And there's like four rivers in India or something that are crazy. And
yeah,
that's like the thing, you would like do all four, but one is so dangerous that like 50% of people die trying to do it.
Why?
And I'm like, I don't know that there's anything I love that much.
I just
to
feel
just like, die for no reason.
That's what I'm saying.
Like sports. I'm like, it's not like you're saving someone.
I'm like, life is fun. If we're not having enough fun in life that you're like, I'm going to throw it away to see if I can make it down this river. I'm like, you should go on vacation. You should do something to remember how fun things are.
Would you rather climb Mount Everest?
Okay.
Or go over the Niagara Falls?
Go over it?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
In a barrel.
What? I think I would be a good hiker. I think I'm a good hiker.
You would climb Mount Everest?
Yeah. I really think
I'd. You have to shit. You have to shit in bags. You have to bring it down with you. And bodies randomly come falling down.
Well. Because
if someone dies up there, they leave them. They have to.
Yeah.
Like 10% of people die.
I don't understand that either. But I do love hiking. And I think, again, I like believe I have a really strong body that I could do it. But I also am not afraid to turn back. Like if I was like, ooh, I'm not feeling it, I'm going to head out.
I don't think that's a thing.
You can't head out?
I don't think you can just head out if you're on the side of Mount Everest.
But like, could you go back? If you're like, I'm feeling sick, I'm going to die, I don't want to die. They're like, sorry.
There's like Sherpas and stuff. I don't know.
There's got to be a way off.
Yeah, probably.
And I would just take that first exit if I needed. I would go, loved this, loved you.
You paid $35,000 to do it.
I don't care. My life is worth more than $35,000. I'd be like, I thought I could do it. I wanted to do it. I feel like I could die. And for that reason alone, I'm out. Thank you, sharks. Thank you, sharks.
Did you hear that they're remaking the Titanic?
What?
Well, they're like making a boat that, like a replica.
Great idea. What?
Well, I'm assuming with like proper safety.
Well, we would assume after what happened in the last time. But who knows? They're like, it's authentic. So you could really die if something happens. People would go. People would be like, that's so cool. I want to know what it felt like then. You know?
How do you think you would have fared if you were on the Titanic?
Well, I'm pretty quick to panic. So I see myself getting on a boat. I see myself helping with the boats and then getting on the boat. You know what I mean?
You'd be like Kate. What's her name?
Winslet.
Winslet's mom.
Probably. A little more helpful than I think she was. I think
Will the boats be sorted for, to class?
Oh, that's,
is that what she said?
Is that what she's not good. Not good.
I love Titanic.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I love natural disaster movies. I didn't used to. Something about lots of water rushing always really gets me going.
And there's something really kind of marvelous about the facade that is our life and money. And when it comes down to it, everything disappears. None of it matters. We're just people on a boat trying to live. Totally. Like, I love a story where it's like everybody is just like, what now? What now?
Did you see Triangle of Sadness?
No, that sounds sad. What is it? Triangle of Sadness?
It's like a boat, like a really fancy cruise ship. Okay. It's like told in three parts, but it's like the cruise ship goes down.
Down?
Yes.
So it goes.
Like sinks. And then like eight of them are living on an island, but it's like how the tables have turned because the rich people don't know what to do that survived.
Yeah.
And like the workers on the boat are like in charge of everything.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Well, it's just an interesting take on on a movie.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully everybody has a different job. That's the thing. We should all be working together to help each other. You know what I mean?
In event of a crash?
Just all the time, I think we should.
Communism.
I just think we should, yeah, we should all be like helping each other and doing things to help each other.
Are you still thinking of starting that self-sustaining community?
I, you know, there will be a time I think I start something. I need a little backing. You know what I mean? I need like.
I feel like you could manipulate a rich woman into giving you money to start a cult.
I do too. I feel like I just need the right woman.
Yeah, you need like a billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire. That
who's not
cool.
going to notice any money.
Exactly.
And care.
I want her to be like, you're hilarious. You're hysterical. Can I just pay for your little fun little endeavors?
And I'll I think go. You'd make a yeah. good cult leader.
I do too. I would be great. I would make sure it's not bad. I would.
That's what they all say.
But I really would.
That's what they all say.
I would say today is JoJo Siwa Appreciation Day. And we all need to walk around a little bit like JoJo, don't we?
Bose.
Don't
Bose.
We? Now, is JoJo like Kanye?
What?
Isn't Kanye similar to that? Like, thinks he's very cocky?
What are you talking about?
Isn't he very cocky, Kanye?
Is Kanye West like JoJo Siwa in personality?
Like, when they interview. Like, wouldn't he say things that she's saying? Am I wrong?
Maybe.
All right.
I guess. I think Kanye is just, like, on another level.
Yeah.
Of God-like
feelings.
Feelings.
Okay.
Of self being God.
Like. Beautiful.
That makes sense.
What kind of natural disaster would you want to be in?
A hurricane.
Really?
Or a tsunami.
Wow. A tsunami?
Well, I don't know. I think a hurricane I could.
What?
Well, what it depends, I guess, on the situation.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Where are you? I don't know.
So. It really depends. An earthquake, you have no warning.
Yeah, an earthquake, you have no warning.
Like a hurricane, you have some warning. Tornado, or you have like, you know,
yeah.
warning. Tornado, you have 5 minutes.
Flood?
A flood.
Ugh. Yeah.
How bad of a flood?
Yeah, I don't know. Think about that. I think about that.
What?
It's just like, you know, when you watch this type of movies, you're like, what would I grab? Like, what would I use as a raft? Like, what would I do? Where would I be floating to? What would I bring on my float? Would Winnie cooperate or be mad at me and I'd have to leave her? What would happen with us?
I feel like you'd have to leave her, but cats will find their way.
Yeah, I think she would find her way.
Like, I feel like that's sort of
the vibe.
The vibe of a cat. They can find their way in a tornado.
Yeah. And I think they tend to hide where they feel safe, which tends to be in the
Yes. Like I had a friend whose house burned down and they thought that the cat had died in it because they
couldn't find her.
And they went back to the house like 3 weeks after the fire to like throw out everything basically. And they were tossing the like burnt up couch from the second floor.
Yeah.
And as they tossed the thing, the cat jumped out of the couch and had been like back and like waiting for them to come back.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's so cute.
Isn't that? So it must have ran out during the fire and then came back after.
Oh my God.
It was safe.
I love that.
Cats will find a way.
And so will we.
And so will we. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm Diane.
And I'm Claudette.
Oh, should we actually wrap it with fake names? Claudette's a fun fake name.
Isn't that so fun?
Diane is like my go-to fake name.
Please know I love Diane. Diane is my
I know you have a character named Diane.
I love a Diane. No one I love more than a Diane.
It's classic.
A Janet I love. Patricia's fun.
That's my mom's name.
Gail. Don't mind if I do.
Gail is a good one.
You know, it depends on your vibe.
Totally.
But if it's like we're wearing pearls.
How about Pearl?
Monica. Pearl's fun.
And on that note,
now
okay,
we're ready
guys,
to go.
We're wrapping it up. I'm Chris Burns, actually. How do I usually end it? I forgot.
It's sort of like...
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.